Module 4, Identifying Procedures to Include. When creating an administrative office binder, it is important to choose the procedures that are necessary. If you put too much information in a binder, it becomes difficult to navigate. If, however, you do not put enough information in a binder, it is useless. By keeping track of different tasks, working with other employees, and staying aware of daily activities, you will be able to find the best procedures. Tracking tasks for some days. In order to identify the procedures you need to include, it is necessary to track tasks for a few days. This should help you identify the following information. Determine which operations are executed as part of the position. Establish the tools that are used on a regular basis. Discover the information that is consulted consistently. Determine which events and meetings are repetitive. Track this information using apps, organizational tools, or write notes. Choose the method that works best for you. Once the information is discovered, it will help narrow down the procedures that you need to include in the binder. Reach out to other employees for feedback and ideas. Determining which procedures to include is not a unilateral decision. It is important to collect feedback from employees and ask them for their ideas about what procedures need to be included in the administrative binder. Take advantage of multiple methods of feedback to ensure that you gather as much information as possible. Feedback methods: surveys, focus groups, meetings, questionnaires, evaluations, suggestion boxes. It is essential to stress that you need to prepare employees before asking them for feedback. Give them time to analyze their own tasks and provide the most relevant information. Write down daily tasks. We have already established that it is important to note daily, weekly, monthly, and annual tasks. Daily tasks should be recorded for a minimum of 5 days so that you can determine which tasks you actually complete on a daily basis. The time that it takes for you to complete each task needs to be recorded as well as the task itself. You may write down your tasks at the end of each day or take timed breaks to list your tasks periodically throughout the day. You may also use apps to keep track of your activities. No matter which method you choose, it is important that you complete the record of your daily tasks before you leave the office. Keep track using a spreadsheet. As you track different tasks to determine which procedure to include in the binder, it is important to keep track of which tasks are daily, weekly, monthly, annually, etc. The best way to do this is with a spreadsheet. You may need to add times for your tasks. For example, payroll may be bi-monthly and meetings can be bi-weekly. Case study: Joan was trying to keep track of her activities, but she was extremely busy. She planned on recording the task as soon as she left the office, but by the time that she returned home, she was not able to recall everything that she did that day. To top it off, she did not have any idea how long any of the tasks took her to complete. She decided to list what she remembered and estimated how long she thought it would take to complete each one. She did this for a few days and used the information to identify her procedures.